702.
The Africa Report with Christel Odison.
8 minutes to seven, and the Africa Report is brought to you by South African Airways, connecting Africa one flight at a time. Good morning, Christel Odison.
Hey, good morning, Ray. Good to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you. Now, you're going to be busy this year because it's a busy election year in Africa. And the first one in Senegal is next month. There's already ruffling some prospective presidential candidates and legal woes, keeping them off the ballot. What's going on there?
Yes, so this is going to be our first election in Africa, taking place the end of February. Senegal, quite a key player in West Africa. It's been a beacon of stability for many years. It's not suffered the same fate as their neighbors, like Burkina Faso and Mali, where we know coup d'etats had taken place last year. Senegal always that stability, and all eyes will be on the country. However, the road to this election have been very shaky, especially around certain presidential candidates. And one of the big names that we've been talking about last year is Ousmane Sonko. He has been a leading opposition party figure last year. He had he was arrested, and his opposition, his supporters came out in thousands. And so for days, Senegal was basically shut down. And this time around, Ousmane Sonko is again fighting to stay on this election ballot as the country heads to that poll in a few weeks' time. Now, the opposition leader presidential ambitions were dealt a blow by the country's Supreme Court, as the Constitutional Court told his lawyers that his application for the presidential ballot was incomplete, and thus denying him from being on, you know, part of the candidates. Now, there's about 90 candidates that's actually contesting this presidential poll. They've put their names forward, but ultimately this Constitutional Council will announce the list of contenders next week. Now, Sonko is an interesting figure, Ray. He was a tax official.
Yeah.
From the, kind of from St. Louis, which is kind of the north, seen by his supporters as honest, as not going to be stealing from the fiscus. And, just really, they feel that he's really a person for the future. Quite young, representing the kind of young Turks of the country. And they feel that the authorities, and especially the ruling party, is denying him the chance of standing in this very important election. Now, he's the leader of a movement which loosely translates from French to the Patriots of Senegal for Work and Ethics. And this is again talking back to his time as a tax official, where he highlights various inconsistencies and, you know, corruption in that country. And so his team is saying that, look, they're going to challenge it. They are going to get him on the ballot, because, of course, there's concern that violence have been flaring up, and that to the run up to the election in about 6 weeks' time, there will be violence. I had spoken to colleagues in Dakar and East, and they said, look, everybody's on tenterhooks. There's not much happening, because people are simply unsure about what's happening. Of course, we do know that President Macky Sall is not on the ballot, but the country's prime minister is. He's Amadou Ba. Yeah. Many saying that he's a proxy for President Sall. And of course, Sonko is that big challenge. And so for me, I had lived in Senegal, Ray. I love Senegal very much. I really feel, you know, it's a country with so much to offer. Its democracy, its institutions have really been strong. And so I'm just hoping that, you know, the ruling party is not trying to exclude a very strong candidate from the presidential election, because it will cause tension, it can cause violence, and we do need a stable Senegal in West Africa, right?
We certainly do. I mean, we look at the DRC and there are all sorts of tensions there. We'd like to see Senegal and other countries as well this year, if they're having elections, just to be stable, just to get a stable Africa going.
Absolutely, Ray. And it's important. So this year we're seeing about 18 elections happening across Africa, firstly starting, of course, in Senegal, we're also going to see, of course, here in South Africa, a very important election. And then we end off the year with an election in Ghana, also another country that we want to see stability. And then there's other elections. We're going to see Botswana. We're also going to see a parliamentary election in Madagascar. So we really do want, we have seen last year with some elections, there's always tension. And as you had mentioned, the DRC that we had spoken to extensively in December, there's ongoing concern there with the Electoral Commission announcing all sorts of different things. And it creates the uncertainty for people that they do not trust the system, right?
Yeah.
And that's not good for Africa's democracy.
No, definitely not. Definitely. Something else we need to trust is Kenya and their visa-free policy. I thought that was the big announcement, but others saying that's not the case.
There's been mixed reaction, Ray, and I thought it's important for us to raise this because, of course, it's affecting us as South Africans, because in the past, we didn't need visas for entering Kenya. We were one of those countries that, you know, we could just decide tomorrow, oh, I'm going to Mombasa, I'm going to book a flight. Now we are being affected by this new visa. So, of course, President Ruto announcing visas scrapped for about 155 countries, but they've migrated to the system called the Electronic Travel Authorization System from the 1st of January. Now, firstly, the ETA costs about 600 Rand. You have to apply about 3 days before you travel. You have to have a flight ticket, you have to have accommodation, and you have to, of course, pay this money. Now, the government is saying that this new system is, of course, wanting to attract tourism, foreign direct investment, and boost its coffers. And it's also, it's in line with the country's security system. However, some tourists are saying, look, you now need to apply, of course, this 3 days before. You need an ID picture and you need all sorts of things like that, accommodation and an invite letter. So if you do change your mind, it means that, you know, you waste your money. Children also need this ETA. Kenya is in dire need of money, and tourism is that big money spinner. However, we do know, like many countries, including South Africa, COVID really impacted on those tourism numbers. So in 2022, they had about 1.5 million tourists, which was still behind the pre-pandemic levels of around 1.9 in 2019. So what is interesting, we're seeing that the Kenya Civil Aviation Authority is saying, look, you know, the new system is still being implemented, but the tourism authority says, look, since the 8th of January, they had about, close to 10,000 people applying. So we'll have to wait and see. But of course, for South Africans, it means we have to apply for this ETA. We can't just arrive there anymore. So it impacts on people like us. It's important to understand the system and what it means.
That's exactly that. Understand the system. That's Crystal Alderson with the Africa Report.